Hello, everybody. This is the Gentle Dom and
the Rough Sub.
And this is episode 25 of the Gentle Dom cast. Although it feels kind of like it should be episode 3000 because I realized that it's been 2 months since we did our last podcast.
It's been quite a long time.
And there is a reason for that. If you've been following me on Twitter, I had an injury.
Shut.
Well, actually, I've been really scarce on Twitter because I had an injury, and it's taken much longer than I thought to recover, and it hasn't been sexy. Pain is only sexy when you want it, not when you don't want it. So it's definitely taken a lot out of me.
Hot fire, true science from the Gentle Dom.
What did you say?
Hot fire, true science from the Gentle Dom.
Hot fire, true science?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's just truth. Pain is only enjoyable when you want it.
That's true. Yet it should be consensual.
And you did not consent.
No, I did not consent to this pain. I did not consent. I do not consent. However, that does not seem to matter right now. No one is listening to me. Anyway, so... Aw, that's sweet. So I have not been around, and the Rough Sub and the people who love me have been having to deal with me crying and... my pain and just being a general bitch and angry for about 2 months now. But I'm slowly getting back into the groove, slowly but surely. And
definitely surely. I mean I have a great deal of sympathy for you, and it does seem like it's been improving day by day, week by week.
I am not a patient woman.
That's true.
I'm a very impatient woman. Yeah. You have to speak louder, I think.
I won't.
But no one can hear you if you don't speak louder.
I've noticed.
He's noticed that I'm not a patient woman. I'm not. I like to have what I have when I want it,
I want to have it. I don't hold it against you, the Gentle Dom.
We just had some really awesome sex, and we were just talking about...
It's true.
Selfish sex. We'll talk about that in a minute. But I also wanted to say that if you're looking for me on Night Flirt, I have been very scarce on Night Flirt, and I probably will be for at least a little while longer. And that's just because Night Flirt gets like, it can be kind of emotionally draining to talk to different people all the time who have different needs. And I just haven't been up for it emotionally. So I've really been putting a lot of my energy into my Patreons. And I have two of them, and one of them is my premature ejaculation Patreon, which has been growing like pretty nicely, which has been fun and exciting. And I just made like 4 or 5 more audios that I'm going to release kind of gradually. And I made them based on people's suggestions. So if you're into that and you want to hear my audios, it's a really good way to do that. And I am taking suggestions from my patrons.
If the thought of coming too fast appeals to you, I mean, it's giggle worthy, but it's also like,
it appeals to a lot of people. I like it.
The Gentle Dom is really hot. And
that's so sweet.
If it appeals to you, you might consider subscribing to the Patreon. What's the minimum amount of time that somebody needs to subscribe to your Patreon?
What do you mean?
I mean, what's the minimum commitment?
I mean, like a month, I think.
A month.
And then if you don't want to, but I'll be sad if you cancel.
Mm-hmm. Certainly.
I'll wonder what I did wrong and feel sad.
Yes.
So don't do that. And then I have a second Patreon that I just started that is like actually getting no attention whatsoever. And that is a general Patreon just for like all of my audios that kind of lump under femdom. So like chastity stuff and cuckolding stuff and just edging and teasing and orgasm control and all of the fun stuff that I love to talk about. And I don't think people just have found it yet, or I don't know, maybe it's too general. It's new. So if you like my audios, that's kind of a cool way that you can get more of them just all at once rather than just buying them separately. And it's fun. And I really love seeing when somebody signs up and I get to talk to my patrons And so far, I'm just like really enjoying that. And I'm going to keep putting more effort into that right now.
Excellent.
So now that I've gotten that out of the way, we were going to talk about the really hot sex that we just had.
Oh, it was very hot. About 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, it was not for it. We're still sitting here. The rough sub is totally naked.
That's true.
And I'm partially naked.
The gentle dom has control over when I get to come.
Yes.
And that is to both of our benefit.
Why is that, the rough sub?
Well, I enjoy remaining very horny.
Because it's...
Okay, this feels like loaded, like a loaded...
It's fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun to be horny.
I feel like I need to make a t-shirt with that. That's like my catchphrase.
It's your catchphrase. It's fun to be horny.
Superhero. Subhero. It's unclear. And it is true that I like to get very, very desperate and
needy.
Withheld Becky. From, like, you know, don't get to come.
Yeah.
And it's I have hot. To hold off. I have
it's
to
really hot.
Strain.
It's super hot.
To prevent myself from coming.
Because you get so worked up.
Well, tonight,
that if I let you, that you would just come so quickly that I would have to go very, very, very slowly.
It's true. Yeah. And I beg, I say, please go slower. Please be patient with me. I'll figure it out.
And it's usually I'm nice, but sometimes I get mean.
I'll do a good job.
Sometimes I'm like, no.
It's very helpful when she says that.
Yeah, no coming. No coming.
It's very helpful
when the but I like to make it
like that.
I like to make it really difficult, you know. So it's like you really want to.
Tonight I needed some discipline and I requested it.
You so did.
We were having sex and I
You said you wanted to be used. Crushed. That was the word you used. Crushed.
Yeah, these were abstract terms. I asked the gentle dom to slap me.
In where?
In the face.
Yes. Not just once.
No, as many times as needed.
Over and over and over.
In order to...
get in that mindset that you were looking for?
Yeah, it was like... It's like when you're trying to start a lawnmower and you pull the gasoline cord a lot of times. Like I wanted the gentle dom to remind me of the object I wanted to be for her.
What object is that?
Just a cock.
Oh.
We can bleep that later.
I don't think we have to. Okay. It's so naughty.
Just the cock for the gentle dom.
It was pretty fun. I got pretty into it.
Did you get turned on?
I really did get turned on. Sometimes I think like I'm not really a sadist. I'm not really a sadist. But then times like that remind me that.
Right. It's ironic to call you the gentle dom in this context. She was the somewhat rough dom in this context. You know,
I say gentle because I am more into gentle femdom as opposed to like the stereotypical sort of harsh femdom, even though that is just, those are just stereotypes.
There's a fair amount of gentle nurturing that was happening as well.
Oh, yeah, there is a lot of that. Sucking on boobs and kissing your forehead and telling you that you're a good boy. Well, in fact, the rough sub was like having a little trouble getting into it tonight. He was like, I don't know, I'm just like not like whatever. And I was like, oh, I can solve this problem. And then all I had to do was have you suck on my boob while I kissed your forehead. And that's kind of all it takes.
It can be so reassuring.
Is that really what it is? Is it really reassuring? It's not all. It's not at all anything else than that, is it? You just need like that nurturing presence. That's all, right?
I'm going to leave it to the gentle Tom to continue.
Are you getting embarrassed?
Yes.
Yes, I am
getting embarrassed.
And, why are you embarrassed?
Well, because there's some sort of weird maternal sexual connection that I can't deny is effective on me. That's why.
I know. I don't know what it is. I mean, we're consenting adults.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And I really don't think.
And we actually
really
don't use the M word.
Nope.
Because we tried that a few times and it got creepy.
Yeah, we backed off real quick.
It felt real creepy. Yeah. I'm not saying that it should feel creepy to anybody else.
If that really turns you on, you and your consenting partner on, that's fantastic. For us, it was like a bridge too far.
We tried it and we were like, no.
But clearly the sentiment.
The nurturing kind of
older
be careful there.
I mean, clearly,
I'm older,
caring woman and the vulnerable young man. Dynamic.
You're not that young anymore.
We laugh. No, but those are the roles.
Yeah, those are the roles,
right? I mean, we laugh because it's like true, but uncomfortable but true. But I mean,
it's just hot.
It just turns us on in a way that other stuff kind of does.
But the sex we just had was really not. I mean, once we started having sex, it really wasn't like that.
So the sex we just had was very hot for a totally different reason, in my opinion, because it was very strictness and discipline oriented. I mean, I thought what turned me on so much was you slapping me and putting me in line and making sure that I was doing what I was supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm.
And that it was about me and not about you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I needed to be committed. I mean, I needed to be focused.
That's right. Being there to be used by me the way that you needed to be.
as you said.
And I think what I find so hot about that is that, I don't know, I would say as a woman, but maybe everybody feels this way. Anybody who is a decent person, it's you care about your partner's experience and you want to focus on your partner. But I find that when I focus so much on my partner, then I actually have trouble getting really excited myself. And honestly, I get the most excited when I get to be just selfish and not think about my partner. So even though, of course, I think about you as an actual human being who I care about and love and, want to treat with respect, sexually sometimes just treating you like a complete object who's there for my enjoyment and I don't really have to think about you. I don't have to care about what you want or need sort of within the fantasy. Yeah. Then it's super hot for me and I just get to focus on my pleasure. And it just feels really, really good.
Absolutely. I could tell that was going through your head. And I was on the same page. It excited me so much to feel like I was being used and that I was being useful. I was doing a good job. A couple nights ago, I told you that it felt so good to for you to fuck me and you to come and me to not come.
Yes.
It made me feel very proud. I was kissing you over and over and over. it made me feel very proud. It made me feel very I had done a good job and I had given you something great.
Do you ever like to feel sexually selfish?
Yes.
You do?
I was going to say a minute ago that some of the things you were saying about what you loved and about people and their partners and about how often we are very focused on making sure our partner has a good experience, I think there's probably – I suspect This is not our audience, so no one's going to hear this. I suspect there's a lot of toppy guys who have the similar experience that they are focused on. You know, I don't think it's gender. I don't think it's limited to women feeling like I always need to cater to my partner. I think they're very, you know, I think there's a certain portion of guys who...
I think guys definitely want to like make, I think most guys want to
be very
make
focused on like, am I fucking her in the way she wants to be fucked?
Oh, I think that's totally true. Like for anybody who's like, honestly, like decent. And I actually think probably a lot more guys feel like that than women because men tend to be socialized to like think that they need to be the ones to be in charge during sex. And so,
and really, it's really true. Probably true of any orientation as well. I mean, I think, you know, it's like, it's
oh,
like,
yeah, that's,
you know,
probably true.
You know, you're part, you just like, you can be, a lot, yeah, as you say, a lot of people can be very focused on, is my partner excited about me? And I think that, I mean, there's a fun game to be played in, being either selfish or selfless.
But you know what? I don't know because I don't know enough about like MF dynamics. Like, I don't know.
Honestly,
I don't.
Honestly, I'm kind of.
I'm like kind of lost on that. But I actually don't think it would. I don't think it would go over so well. Like, if a male top or a male dom was like, yeah, I just want to be like sexually selfish. Like, maybe sometimes. But I feel like a lot of women would not like that idea.
I don't know.
You think I'm wrong? Am I wrong?
I think
maybe I'm wrong.
I have a feeling.
I don't know.
People are welcome to weigh in with their different experiences. I have a feeling there are a lot of women out there who get very excited when a guy who they're attracted to, who they trust, gets sexually selfish in bed, and
even if they don't get off, or maybe that gets them off.
I think it's complex.
This is funny because, like, I imagine like people who are I imagine MF people listening to this, and they're like, "These people are so stupid. What don't they understand?"
But I welcome them to weigh in with their response. But I know why you say that. But I actually think there are a lot of women who feel about their dominant male partners the way I've described feeling about you a minute ago. Like, I think there are probably a lot of ladies that like,
but it's like different though, because
taken and,
but it's like, so easy for men to get off for the most part. Like, if it's so much easier for guys to come, like generally than it is for women, that I feel like it's sort of different because it's like, I feel like I can be sexually selfish with you because I know it's really not going to be that hard to get you to come if I really wanted you to. Whereas, like, it's not like that with a lot of women.
Right. So the outcome would be like, he fucks her, has a great orgasm, and is like, well, that was great.
Yeah, now I'm going to go to sleep.
And she's like, but, okay, cool.
I mean, and sometimes that could be fun, but I feel like if that happened a lot, that's just like
that's
being a dick.
Almost stereotypically,
right? Like just jerky guy, right?
You know, right.
Exactly.
But I was trying to speak up for it. But again, I am not part of this world. But I'm interested in what people would say. But I think there is a way that like just like I like when you fuck me and I don't come and you do. I think there's probably like a submissive female experience that is equivalent to that.
I know. I think there is.
But
I'm pretty sure there is.
I don't fully grasp. I mean, I do know why you say that, like that isn't it sort of power imbalanced? So I think one thing that you and I probably agree on here is like, you should feel empowered to tell your partner if you wish that, you know, if you wish that it was more equal, or if you wish that you were able to.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, you should be able to talk to them no matter what.
Right.
But I just am curious about, I guess I'm sort of curious about how that translates, like, to the other side of the slash. Yeah. Like, is it as acceptable to be, like, a male dom who is, like, sexually selfish? Because I feel like a lot of the male doms I hear about, like, through friends and stuff, like, what women kind of tend to like about them is that they are actually, like, very giving. You know, yeah. It's like they're very focused on the sub and like what she, like eliciting reactions from her. And it's not that I don't like to do that too. That can be super fun too. But just like sometimes for me, it is nice to be able to be sexually selfish and for you to enjoy that sexual selfishness.
Yes.
That's all.
Very good point.
Just me like kind of thinking about this totally. After we've had hot sex. Oh. So what was it that you wanted to ask? You wanted to ask people about rubbing my leg.
About rubbing your leg?
Yeah, did you forget already? You said you wanted to know whether people wanted to pay to hear you rubbing my leg.
All right. The gentle dom recently had an injury affecting her leg. And as part of the recovery for this injury, we have tried out applying.
He's going to do it.
non-professional massage experience to the affected areas of the leg. And it struck me within the past few nights that the gentle dom, when I would do this, when I would massage the affected, injured part of the gentle dom's leg, that she would make sounds somewhat similar to sexual vocalizations.
Getting a good fucking.
Yeah.
Yes, because it feels amazing.
I mean, and so I had this idea, like, well, why don't we just like record you while I just like just gonna rub this portion of your leg gently.
So you said you wanted feedback to know whether people. I just thought you wanted to ask whether people would pay, whether people would want to hear it, and then you're like, no, I want to know whether people would pay to hear it.
Well, that's whenever you ask, you know, if somebody would want to hear it.
I mean, want to.
You like, mean, would they pay to hear it?
No, I didn't mean that.
Oh, well.
I thought maybe they'd want to hear it.
By you, I mean I.
Oh, he's doing it now. Oh, God, it feels so good. All right. Oh my God.
If you get bored, you can just skip ahead like 3 minutes.
Oh, my God. What does that mean? Oh, because you're just going to rub my leg for 3 minutes? I was going to end the podcast so that you could rub my leg.
My advice still stands.
Oh, my God. It feels so good. Oh. Now you're just going to make me make sex sounds by rubbing my leg. Ow. All right, everybody.
If you want to hear sounds like this, you can tribute the gentleman.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
We're amateurs.
I can't vocalize anymore because I'm in bliss.
She can.
We'll talk to you soon, hopefully sooner than the last time. As usual, well, I'm not really, haven't been blogging forever. So the best way to reach me is probably on Twitter or on my Patreon.
Well, check out the two Patreons.
Yeah, plug offers. That. That's right.
Yep. One that's general gentle femdom and one that is focused on premature ejaculation
that's
for those
right.
guys who come too quickly.
Who want to come too quickly. Yeah.
Wink.
All right. Have a good night, everybody. Bye.
Bye.